Somebody else we appreciate greatly is Ted Randall and family, because it is a family affair at the QSO show, QSO radio show. And they, of course, carry our audio from Ham Nation on WTWW, the 100,000-watt blowtorch out of Lebanon, Tennessee. Shortwave, heard all 57 of the states. Well, there's 50, really, but a certain president said 57. But all 50 states at 5085 with 100,000 watts. And a huge signal into Africa on 12.105. So, Ted and folks, thank you so much for your support of Ham Nation and of Amateur Radio Newsline. And Ted has been kind enough to offer me a co-host spot on the second Tuesday of every month. So at 8 o'clock Central Time on the second Tuesday of every month, Ted and I will get on and talk about ham radio and whatever else pops into and out of our heads. So there you go. Worldwide on WTWW shortwave. Now, somebody who is fairly close to me in my backyard geographically of New Orleans, but he's going to be taking a little trip abroad. I want to introduce you to a very cool guy. I met him actually last year, about a year ago, maybe a little bit more, at a ham fest here. His name is Bryant Rascal. And his call sign is, there he is right there, KG5HVO. How you doing, Bryant? Good to see you.
Hello, Mr. Don. How are you?
I'm awesome. Now, Bryant is the SA contest winner for the Youth DX Adventure. And that's the Dave Coulter Youth DX Adventure. And so tell us a little bit about exactly what the SA contest is, and maybe a little bit about what it was that you wrote that got their attention to win you this award or this prize.
Well, the essay contest was to encourage youth in ham radio to write about what they enjoy about the hobby. You had to write about what you currently done in the hobby, what your future plans for the hobby are, and the importance of amateur radio. Well, I wrote about my current plans, like DXing and contesting and local club activities. And I wrote about my future plans, such as DX expeditions and youth licensing, and then the importance of amateur radio. And I wrote about, of course, emergency communications, but also about how it helps other hams that are homebound and cannot get out and about to socialize. So,
very cool. Now, how old are you, Bryant? Tell us how old you are.
I am 13 years old.
It's you just had a birthday, in fact. We did a story on Bryant for Newsline, and we recorded it just before his birthday, which was a couple of weeks ago. So happy birthday, first off.
Thank you.
Very good. Now, what exactly was this prize? What did this prize entail?
The prize included a Elenco DXSR8T SDR transceiver, a Hustler JTV 680 vertical antenna, 50 feet of RG8U coax, and a Jetstream power supply.
And a little trip, right?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Where are you going? Where are you going?
I am going to Costa Rica in early August.
Wow. That is, you are going to love that, Bryant. I'm telling you right now, you're going to absolutely flip out going over there to operate. And would it be, is it, have you ever traveled abroad before at the tender age of 13?
The farthest I've been is Hawaii. I traveled to Italy when I was an infant.
Okay, so you don't remember Italy. Well, Hawaii, I mean, that's a good trek. You can't just get in the car and drive to Hawaii. So, but Costa Rica, I'm envious. I wish I was going, but that is just absolutely amazing. Now, do you have any plans to attend the upcoming Dayton Hamvention in May?
So far, I have not made any plans to attend the Dayton Hamvention, although I wish I could go.
Okay, well, you need to go because you have the shirt you have on. That's an ICOM shirt, and doesn't that shirt on the back? Didn't I see that earlier? Say K3LR on the back of it.
It does. It says K3LR plus ICOM equals victory, I think.
Now, have you met Mr. Duffy, K3LR?
I have not met him, but I've talked to him on CW before.
See, it continues to amaze. I can barely spell CW. That's awesome. Well, you need to meet Tim. Tim does a thing at Dayton every year called Contest University, and you, I think, would be right at home at Contest University. So, Brian, thanks for coming on and introducing us, the audience, to you and what you've done. And I think that it's absolutely amazing and fabulous. And I'm very proud of you. And I'm proud that you're in my backyard in the New Orleans area. And you and I are going to have to get together and maybe at field day or something, do some operating.
Yes, that'll be fun.
Looking forward to that. And, you know, something else that I want to mention, the Young Ham of the Year Award from Amateur Radio Newsline that I've been involved with for a long time. The nominating period opens up for the Young Ham of the Year Award March 1st, and it runs through May 31st. Now, somebody in New Orleans needs to nominate you. Okay? I'm just putting it out there. I have no say in the nominations. I have no say in the judging. But if somebody doesn't nominate you for the Young Ham of the Year Award, if not this year, then next, then there's something radically wrong in the city of New Orleans. So I'm putting that challenge out right now. I want to see your packet come in the next 3 or 4 months with the Young Ham of the Year Award nominees. And who knows? We might see you in the middle of August, the third weekend in August in Huntsville, Alabama, if you're chosen to be the Young Ham of the Year. But you got to get nominated first. So somebody in New Orleans needs to nominate you. So I'm just putting it out there. You do what you want with that information, Brian. I'm just putting it out there. You need to be nominated.
Oh, thank you.
Very good. All right. Well, listen, you're going to hang out for the rest of the show. And if anyone has any chat room questions, put them in the chat room and Val will take them. And we'll see you coming up here in about another 40 minutes or so. How's that sound? Well, for a chat room.
That sounds great.
All right. Thanks, Bryant. There he is. KG5HVO, Bryant Rascal of New Orleans, Louisiana, and the YDXA SA contest winner. Got an HF station and he's going to Costa Rica. Wow. Just amazing.